Violent clashes erupted on Tuesday in New Caledonia's capital, Noumea, between security forces and pro-independence protesters who strongly oppose the Nickel Pact. Firearms, tear gas and stones were reportedly used during the clash while protesters were blocking access roads to Noumea. I spoke with our French Pacific correspondent, Patrick de Cloyter, and began by asking him what had led to the violence.
Well, apparently the primary goal was to set up roadblocks outside Noumea in the suburbs and in another place as well, up north near to a mining site in New Caledonia. And apparently also what has been reported is that, especially in the suburbs of Noumea, which is the small town of Saint-Louis, the demonstrators from the pro-independence side started to throw stones at the police who had been deployed there, about 50 of them. And then it sort of escalated.
What were the protests about?
Okay, that time the protest was about the opposition from a part of the pro-independence movement to the signing of an agreement, what they call a nickel pact. So obviously it's talking about nickel, and it's a French emergency assistance to the nickel industry in New Caledonia, which is in deep trouble, as we already know. And the French government was actually putting on the table something like 200 million euros in emergency assistance. And the aim of that was to allow New Caledonia's nickel industry to completely reform itself and to cut the cost of production so as to make it more competitive on the nickel world market, which is currently dominated by Indonesia. And Indonesia's nickel is much cheaper and it's produced in large quantities. That explains why some of the stakeholders, foreign stakeholders in New Caledonia Nickel have recently decided to withdraw from their participation, especially in the northern nickel mine.
Were there any injuries reported from the violent clashes?
So far, what we've heard is that, and that's from the police, they say one of their female officers, who is actually a motorbike police officer, was assaulted and her motorbike was taken away. We're not sure at which level she was injured, but that's what we've heard so far. Apart from that, obviously there would have been some minor injuries from tear gas, which has been shot from the police side. Because they mounted an operation to enter the village.
What has the president said about the incident or the violent clashes that we've just seen?
Well, there hasn't been any immediate reaction from the New Caledonia's president, Louis Mapu. But at the same time yesterday, on Tuesday, there were debates in the Congress of New Caledonia behind closed doors, and these were specifically focused on, here again, the Nickel Pact. And the Congress has been urged to approve that President Mapu should sign this pact as soon as possible. It's been dragging on for weeks now.
There's going to be more protests planned for this weekend. Will they also be held in Noumea? And do you anticipate that this will also lead to another outbreak of violence?
The pro and anti-independence parties in New Caledonia have already announced that for this Saturday, 13th of April, they will hold marches, obviously separate marches, to protest against for the independent sites, they want to protest against this process, which is currently underway in Paris by parliaments to endorse this change of electoral roll, which allows, which if voted, would allow people residing in New Caledonia now for more than 10 years to vote at local elections. So from the pro-independent side, they're protesting against that. They say it's like trying to dissolve the votes of the Kanak people. And on the part of the pro-France parties in New Caledonia, they want to ensure that their voice is taken into account. And they're also wanting apparently to show that not only the pro-independence parties are in a position to cause trouble or unrest. So the challenge is also on the security forces in New Caledonia to make sure, like it happened last time, there was another two protests at the same time on 28th of March, and there were no incidents. They want to make sure that this Saturday they keep the situation under control, and they absolutely make sure that those two marches will not come close at any level or at any stage on Saturday.